Welcome to this session where we'll be creating space for our emotions. Begin by taking a comfortable position you can sustain. Close your eyes and check in with your body. If you need to, make any adjustments now so you're more comfortable. Relax the arms, the neck, and shoulders. And take a moment to establish a focus, a motivation, an intention. And perhaps it's simply to give yourself permission to take this time for yourself, a time to open, a time to listen, time to restore, a time to stay. And that no matter what comes up, you'll approach everything that arises with openness, curiosity, and acceptance. And now gently direct your attention to your breath. You might notice the breath passing through the opening of your nostrils as it enters and exits the body, or the feeling of the air as it touches your upper lip. Notice the cooling inhale and the warmth of your exhale. Cool, crisp air moving in. Soft, warm air moving out. And when the mind wanders into thought, when emotions pull on your attention, view them like clouds passing through the sky. It's easy for emotions to take us on a ride, and part of this practice is learning to notice thoughts and emotions without being hijacked by them, cultivating the ability to feel and listen from a neutral, curious place. So observe everything that arises from a place of acceptance, the way you'd observe clouds crossing the sky, not making any emotions right or wrong, just watching them come and go without judgment. And whenever you're ready, come back to the breath. Notice the cooling inhale entering your nostrils and the warmth of each exhale. And now, gently relax your attention and breathe in feelings of self-love and compassion. Today, I'd like to talk about reclaiming our emotions. It can take a lifetime to learn how to handle our emotions. Growing up, many of us were taught that certain emotions are wrong. Perhaps that anger was bad, that joy was uncivilized, or that it wasn't okay to cry. So instead of accepting our emotions, we learned to push them away. As our practice develops and we cultivate greater self-acceptance, we learn that there are no right or wrong emotions. So rather than categorizing them, we can try viewing our feelings like clouds. When we look up at the sky, we don't judge the clouds as good or bad. We simply notice how this one moves quickly, that one is big and billowy, and that one is a long stripe of white that stretches off to the horizon. The clouds are just clouds. We allow them to be. So in the same way, see if it's possible to observe your emotions without judgment. Make room for them. Allow them to pass through you, evolve into something else, or just dissolve. With a greater understanding and acceptance of your emotions, your thoughts and actions will come from a place of deeper wisdom and clarity. As Mr. Rogers said, "There's no should or should not when it comes to having feelings. They're part of who we are, and their origins are beyond our control." When we can believe that, we may find it easier to make constructive choices about what to do with those feelings. Now come back to the room. Hear the sounds around you. Feel your feet where they touch the ground. And when you're ready, open your eyes.